Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Sigourney native Casey Thompson, who, with his teammate Preston McNerlin, they ran 45.2 miles from Swaledale to Charles City in Ragbri last week in honor of fallen police officers and Charles City teenager Logan Luft, who died from an ATV accident on July 4th. This is the first part of a two-part discussion.
We just kind of elected that little town just to kind of avoid a lot of the traffic and heavy bike congestion that would have been in the Clear Lake area. Just kind of a good start for us and a little bit of an easier place to kind of get him unloaded and kind of get out on the road with any chaos. So,
and I wonder how it was, being as though you weren't riding a bike, how it was doing that portion of Ragbri with everybody else on their cycles.
Oh, sure. I mean, you know, in years past, there's been occasionally you'll see, you know, a runner kind of out there amongst people for whatever reason, you know, whether it's a, you know, some physical fitness thing that they're trying to do or they're run for whatever cause or whatnot. But it's definitely a different perspective, you know, because everybody else is moving at a, you know, a little faster pace than you are and probably using a little less energy than to do what they're doing. But it's pretty motivating still, you know. I couldn't tell you of a single person that didn't go by and, you know, try and cheer us on a little bit or jingle their bell on their bike, or even a couple people stopped up alongside us and talked with us for a while kind of about why we were out there and what we were doing, and had some, you know, casual conversation with them. So it was a great experience for that, you know, to meet people as well as tell people that, you know, we were out there, that we were motivating for them. And little do they know, I mean, some of them were kind of motivating for me, too.
What made you want to run that portion of Ragbri for Logan Luft?
So, you know, we've done, gosh, I couldn't tell you how many races we've done in the past. I've been running with Preston for probably 5 years. You know, when it just started out, it's kind of, you know, my mom worked at the school with his mom, and his mom had said in conversation with my mom that she just really wished somebody would take an interest in him and be, could find something that, you know, they could do together. And I kind of took that to heart because I've always kind of, my mom has worked with special needs kids her entire life, you know, her, as far as her career as a teacher's aide. And so I've kind of always kind of had a special place for people with, you know, maybe a disability. And I was kind of looking for an outlet of my own at that point because of some personal stress that I'd been under. I kind of found that helping him helped me, and the relationship just kind of took off from there. And you know, in the midst of all that, I had a very, very close friend that was a colleague and coworker that was killed in the line of duty as a deputy sheriff, Eric Stein, in 2011. And, you know, we kind of made it a staple that we would run for fallen police officers because as a cause of my own, and I kind of brought him along with me in that. And we've, gosh, I couldn't tell you how many races we've done, you know, together since. I mean, we've done a lot of miles, including training and just out for leisurely runs. I mean, hundreds of miles and probably, you know, 10, 12, 15 races, half marathons, marathon, you know, we're training for an Ironman. So to go out there that day, you know, why we picked Logan, you know, it came to light because his dad is a cop and he was in the news so much as, you know, kind of being, helping others and saving others' lives through his donation of his organs. And, you know, that's what police officers are about too. They, you know, when you look at the blue line flag, I mean, that's a warrior's flag. It's about sacrifice. It's about commitment. It's about willing to lay your own life down for another. And I mean, that kid did, you know, I mean, the accident happened, but he breathed life into five other people with the loss of his own. And that's what, you know, police officers are doing when they lay their life on the line and protect other people too. So they're kind of one and the same. And the dad to be a police officer, it was just very ironic. You know, that's a really simple thing that people can do too, you know, to be an organ donor. It's literally checking a box on your driver's license when you renew it or when you go and get one. And it's something that I think a lot of people just kind of neglect to think about. And so it puts it in the limelight that it is important. And I work in EMS, you know, and as a paramedic too. So I see the other side of that as far as the injuries that people are inflicted with that and chronic diseases that people would have that would benefit from organ donation. The front wheel on our wheelchair is dedicated to a young boy, a close friend of mine, son who passed away, who was just an awesome, fun-loving kid, who basically he died because he had a congenital heart abnormality, and he did not, there wasn't a heart and lungs for him. So he would have benefited greatly from an organ donor. But time was of the essence, and he died of his illness before he could get, you know, a new heart and new lungs. So it plays into everything that we do. It just, the puzzle pieces really fit all that day. And when I kind of thought about running it last year, I kind of had no idea of how far it might be. But when they said it was Police Officer Appreciation Day, I'm like, okay, well, you know. And then I've made it a pretty firm position that there are very few and far between things that I will go do without Preston. I ran a race earlier this year. He actually got very ill and had to be hospitalized for almost a month. And it was the first race I had run in almost 3 years without him. And it just wasn't the same. I basically said from that point on, unless it's something to do with him, you know, aside from like an Ironman event, which they're pretty picky on whether you can bring somebody along or not on some of those, like I don't really have any interest in going and doing it for any other reason. He gets a lot of enjoyment out of going out there and being with me, and I get a lot of enjoyment going out there and pushing him. Like I said, I have no interest in doing it without him. We promote a cause when we go out and do it. We do it for a purpose, and I think that there's value in that.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Sigourney native Casey Thompson. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.